Neal, the host of the Good News Podcast. This is your source for good news, fun stories, and sonic joy. All of this goodness is coming to you from beautiful Chicago, Illinois. For today's episode of the Good News Podcast, we are headed to Vienna in Austria for an exciting new competition. Let me clarify, new to me. I like fun competitions that are a little bit goofy. We've covered the zone out competition where people just try to do nothing the hardest. I really like that competition where they roll a wheel of cheese down a hill, and that Red Bull competition where they try to fly a DIY glider the longest. Anyway, all of those are great, and they seem playful and fun, and competitors and viewers alike are having a blast. So imagine my delight to find the Tram Driver World Championship. I feel like I don't have a lot of trams in my day-to-day life, and that truly is a shame. Trams are great. I don't know the technical definition of a tram versus a trolley versus a train, other than the fact that they start with TR, but I feel like a tram goes on the same street that cars can go on. Maybe that's also light rail. I don't know. They operate like buses and trains. They're public transit, and we need more of them. They seem generally eco-friendly, civically intended, and drivers can compete in a yearly championship. For many years, this was a European Tram Driver Championship from about 2012 to 2022 until Melbourne, Australia was roped into the event. Since then, it's further expanded, and this year in 2025, it is now fully international, and it's a world championship. A team from the United States, San Diego specifically, competed this year. Spoiler alert, they didn't do super well. And the championship focuses on tram driver expertise. For instance, a challenge this year was stop and go, where a container of water was put on the front of the train. The driver had to stop in three spots without spilling any of the water. You get more points if less water is spilled. Two of my favorites for sure are tram bowling and tram curling. In bowling, the tram driver hits a big inflatable ball into pins, and in curling, they push a little cart down the track trying to roll it to a specific spot. And potentially the most important one for any day-to-day tram driver, the exact stop, where you're trying to line up the second door of a tram with a spot marked on a platform. All very thrilling stuff, and I'm pleased to announce that this year, the host city, Vienna, Austria, also took home the crown. The team was named the Tram Driver World Champions. I read a few articles and watched some videos, and the crowd is going truly wild for this event. If you find yourself in the area of a Tram Driver World Championship in the future, I highly recommend stopping by and checking it out. That is the good news I have for you today. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for listening. If you've got good news or an idea for the show, amazing. Send an email to hello@thegoodnewspodcast.fm. While you're at it, follow us on Twitter @thegoodnewspod. If you love the show, think about supporting our Patreon or reviewing us wherever you're getting this podcast from. Both are great. The music you hear on the show is from Poddington Bear. Have a great day.